counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
And here we are. 200. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Do you want to reminisce? Do you want to think back about our early episodes and everything? I feel like there should be this montage of different shows that we've done. All of the we've definitely gotten better.
Yeah, there's more going on. There's more bits and pieces to the show, but the general concept is still the same from day one until now, a few years later. Yeah, still.
And as you'll hear from Steven later on, he jokingly admits that he thinks the addition of him brought the program to the next level. So, but
it was actually one of the cooler things that happened in the show for sure.
Yeah.
And then we've done more and more interviews.
You've had a baby
time.
Since we've been doing the
then
show.
We're somehow still doing the show.
Yeah.
Almost every week.
Well, here we are. It is episode 200, and we are really happy to be bringing you the countdown as we do every week from earshot-online.com. For the 200th time, Brian. I'm going to talk about
400th time.
Oh, right, because you do it every hour. Why don't you tell them what they'll find if they go to the website?
Yes, if you don't know by now, it is the perfect time to go and check it out. We are nearing the midway part of the year, and you can go get the full lowdown and scoop on what's happening in the Canadian music scene on Earshot at earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot and you'll find it. It is the national campus and community radio port, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the many fine volunteers involved with this project. It is the main portion of it is the national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums of the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, June 28th, 2016, over 30 campus community radio stations submitting their own top 30 that becomes top 50, as well as both regional and national charts for genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and so much more, as well as monthly and yearly countdowns of the most played albums across Canada. So go and check that out at your leisure. earshot-online.com.
All right, and find us online too, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, and we have an email, earshot20@gmail.com. There you go. Reach out to us, and if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, please get in touch with us, because we will play something from your latest release and give you an interview, package it as a feature on the show. We're doing that in this hour of the program, chatting with Halifax-based band Buttes are coming up in this hour. Next hour, we have an interview. Big news. It's with our number one.
New number one.
That I'm not going to give anything else away.
No, I don't even want to say it whole show.
You should.
Sometimes we give hints and stuff. I'm not going to bring it up.
No hints at all. It's going to happen. And then you're going to be like, what? But in amongst that as well, we've got Stephen Karlick. He's got music news, and we have the top 20 to bring you. And in this hour,
well, you're
the
even
first
rolling
10.
Up your sleeves.
I know,
serious it's, radio it, business.
Business is getting real. No, that's not. What anyway, we've got, of course, movement on the charts as well. Like we just mentioned, a new number one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some things we're saying goodbye to, as well as some new stuff moves in. Brian will tell you about that.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty apt. We're not necessarily doing anything huge or different. There's no big huge surprises this week, but we basically hit like all of the marks. So we have another interview this week with our brand new number one. We have a feature, we have Steven, like pretty much everything's happening this week, and that also includes tons and tons of new music, lots of which we'll be playing for the first time on the show this week. So we didn't do a show last week in preparation for this week, our number 200, and that means there's lots of new artists, including seven new or returning, the aforementioned new number one. We're going to kick off this week with a debut record at number 20, and some of the albums and artists that we haven't that we have heard from recently that we won't be hearing from this week but that, as always, might jump back into the show include Black Mountain, Little Scream, The Burning Hell, Shotgun Jimmy, The Highest Order, Hooded Fang, Brave Radar, Supermoon, and Operators, and Nap Eyes, and lots more, all of which falling below the top 20 this week, but are still clinging on to spots within the national top 50. So as I just said, you might find them pop back up, but you can go and also go to earshot-online.com to find the full list and find out where they fall in place this week.
All right, good stuff. Let's kick it off. Number 20, we'll move up from there.
Right. Deerhoof have a new album out as of last week. It is called The Magic. It's on Polyvinyl Records. It debuts at number 20. You're in here, Life is Suffering. And then Jay Arner in the show with J2, his aforementioned album number 2 on Mint Records, at number 19 all the way up from number 32. You'll hear Street Freaks. And back into the show, it is the new EP by Braids called Companion on Flemish Eye. It was at number 21 last week. It's at number 18. You'll hear Trophies for Paradox.
Here's Deerhoof. Life is Suffering is the name of the song from their album. At your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19. Earshot 20. Number 18.
Was Braze with Trophies for Paradox, closing out our first set of tunes here on the Earshot 20 from the album Companion, at number 18 up from number 21. At number 19 up from 32, Jay Arner in the show with a new record called J2, and you heard Street Freaks, and we started off this week with a debut, the new album by Deerhoof coming out last week, and it is called The Magic. It's at number 20, and you heard Life is Suffering.
All right, it's our 200th episode. I don't know how many times I can say that in the run of this show, but our 200th episode calls for big, big news to be delivered, and Stephen Karlik has not disappointed in that regard. He has some great news. He is the senior editor of Exclaim magazine, joining us on the line now. Stephen, great to have you back and to chat again this week.
200 times, thank you.
200 times.
Actually, no, I haven't been here the full 200.
I don't know
how many times.
You're at least 150, maybe more. You've been with us for quite a while, so you're...
Well, three quarters, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fans are like, it really got good once Stephen was doing it.
Yeah. Listen, as a side note, before we start the news, I've never been recognized for the radio show. You've been recognized for being on this radio show. So you're the one who deserves the congratulations, because someone has come up to you and said, aren't you the guy from that doesn't use news on the
show? That's true. Only one person. Shout out to Lauren.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's get into it, because there's lots of news to talk about, and, controversial news is going to kick off both hours of our program. This hour, we're going to start with some news about Tanya Tagak and her displeasure with a name of a band.
Yeah, this was some Twitter beef that happened the other day. It all started with a band from Portland, Oregon, a self-described sex-charged, 70s-influenced, hide-your-daughters-because-they're-coming-to-town rock and roll band, they call themselves, called Black Pussy, pardon my language. They've been told numerous times that their band name is less than appropriate when it comes to issues of systematic racism and sexism in society. The latest instance of the band trying to brush these larger implications aside led to a war of words with celebrated throat singer and Polaris Prize winner Tanya Tagak. But it all started with Toronto-based artist Lito Pimienta, who first tried to explain the issue to the band in a series of private messages on Twitter, which the band promptly laughed off. Lito Pimienta then shared screenshots of the conversation on Twitter, and the band invited those who expressed concern to come to a show to speak to them in person about the name, saying, "Come to the show and meet us, have a conversation like civilized adults, grown folks." So already being kind of nasty, the conversation that they had with Pimienta in the private Twitter conversation was fairly disgusting. You can see screenshots of that on her Twitter and embedded at exclaim.ca. The band that shall remain unnamed again hit out at their detractors on social media in the best way they knew how, being very sweary and very offensive, and a war of words soon started afterwards as Tanya Tagak got involved, saying some smart things and some in-your-face rude things to the band. The band, of course, coming back with some rather disgusting and more over-the-top things. You can see the whole nasty conversation in which Black Pussy particularly comes out looking not their finest. You can see that at exclaim.ca and decide which side you're on, I suppose.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of tweets there, and it seems like a war, an actual war of words between the two. So I don't know if I agree with either, but I definitely don't agree with the band and their name. And we just went through an era where we had a band change their name because it was offensive, and now you have another. So
yeah, and this one is explicitly, you know, the band from Calgary, now known as Occupations, they changed their name, and it was, you know, they pushed back in a way that wasn't right, but this band is just doing it for the press. They've said, like, thanks for the press to everyone, and it's like, man, no one knows what your music sounds like. The only people writing about you are writing about how shitty your name is, so take that for what it's worth. No one's going to your shows, which are also promptly being canceled, so... you know, take that for what it's worth.
There you go. All right. Well, see what you think. Head on over to exclaim.ca. Here's another one. I was surprised that Tom York was surprised that people like his band. So I don't know. Like, why would you think that, oh, people actually like this? I don't know.
I mean, this is just a fun little story. It's also kind of, it's almost a sort of a humble brag, if you will, from Tom York. He recently, in an interview with the UK music magazine Q, admitted that he's surprised by the success of their latest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool. York revealed that he feared fans may have abandoned the band in the five-year wait since their last record. Instead, Radiohead's ninth studio LP is sitting atop the charts once again after seeing vinyl and CD release on June 17th. York said, quote, "We expected the opposite reaction. I cherish the band, but I don't expect anyone else to." which is funny. I mean, it's York obviously positing that he does the band because he loves the band, not for any other reason. But it's also a funny little thing to be like, I thought you didn't love us. His low expectations have obviously been surpassed, and fans should be able to keep their own expectations high for the group's upcoming live dates if bassist Colin Greenwood's assessment is anything to go by. He said, quote, "Tom was just amazing. Their recent show in Paris," he said, "was, quote, going a bit wrong at the beginning, but he really pulled me and everyone else together." So if you do have tickets to, say, Oshiega in Montreal coming up, you should go and really enjoy Radiohead.
And maybe even go tell Tom York, if you can get to him, to tell him how much you really love him. So
yeah,
that way,
in case the millions of screaming fans don't tell him, just tap his shoulder and let him know.
Exactly. All right, one more story before we get back to the charts. And you guys have released the top 20 songs of 2016 so far. We're not going to talk about that full list, but we are going to talk about some of your favorites. And I'm interested to hear what is on the docket for Stephen Karlik so far for 2016.
Yeah, I mean, every year we do this. We release our top albums of the year so far at the end of June, halfway through the year. We cut it off last year at 27, and we did it again this year. I'm not going to give it away. You can see all of our 27 picks at exclaim.ca, ranked from 27 to number 1. But I will say that some of my picks made it, all of our contributors voted on the list, submitting a top five records, which we then weighed. One of mine you won't be surprised to know is, of course, Jean-Michel Blais, who I have touted endlessly on this show and elsewhere. He is, of course, a Quebecois minimal pianist who created his first album ever called Il, and was actually had to be pressured to do so. He hadn't planned on releasing it, but Arts and Crafts found it and released it. It's a stunning little minimal pianist album recorded in his apartment. You can hear the world going on outside his window. It really is beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you should. That was, of course, also on my Polaris ballot, and we'll hear shortly how it did in terms of making the shortlist, which will be announced soon. Another one on my list that made the grand list was Chance the Rapper, whose new mixtape turned album, or whatever you want to call it, Coloring Book, is definitely his best work so far. It's the gospel album I said Kanye West was trying to make but couldn't quite, and it's one of my favorite albums of the year if you haven't checked it out. It's one of those albums that really kind of lifts your spirit in a way that a lot of music doesn't quite or comes off cheesy for doing. He does it just perfectly well. He's a very charming performer and an excellent lyricist. So check it out, Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper. It's somewhere on our top 27 albums of 2016 so far. Who knows where?
Well, it's if you head on over to the website, you'll be able to see it. And a lot of familiar names on that list. So check it out, and you probably recognize some that you hear right here on the Earshot 20. Stephen, thank you so much, and we will be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, flip it over to Brian. He is going to let you know what is coming up next.
White Lung up one spot this week to 17 from the record Paradise. You're going to hear Dead Weight. And then K-Tronada, Despite the Weather, 99.9% at 16, down from 11. Couple of long list of Polaris Plies albums in a row.
Number 16. Patronato, you guys up on them yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato is new as well.
I am up on them? Oh, Patronato. Oh, yeah. My bad.
You play this stuff all the time.
Yeah, my bad. I do know Patronato.
Yeah.
That was Catronata at 16, down 5 spots this week. Is his debut album, 99.9%. And you heard the track Despite the Weather. Before that, the lead track from White Lung's latest release, Paradise, at 17, up 1 spot this week. That was Dead Weight.
Halifax-based rock band Buttes have a new EP out called Waves Wash. It follows 2015's self-titled release, and Waves Wash is definitely worth the listen. Jeff Lawton handles vocals for the band and is on the phone to chat with us. Jeff, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And kudos on a great release. It really is truly a great album.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There was a bit of time between Waves Wash and your first EP. Was the downtime used for writing? Were there other things going on with the band as well? What happened in that time period?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's almost been a year-ish, maybe more like 9 or 10 months. And after we put out the first EP, which was really just sort of online and on cassette, we have some cassettes at our shows and stuff. And we just did a few more shows, and then our drummer, Joel, he sort of works on potato farms, actually, in like the winter months and stuff. So we use that time, the rest of us, just to start writing some new songs for the new EP, and then we were able to get it together by the spring, early summer, and we just put it out.
And now you have this release, and you've got the opportunity to show off the new material with some live shows coming up, including Gridlock in Halifax, which is really cool. Are you excited to be sharing a stage with bands like Solids and the Royal Alberta Advantage?
We're so excited, man. Some of these bands, like a lot of these bands are great. All of them are pretty good, but some of them are some of our favorite bands, honestly. Like Wolf Ray, it's a really big band for all of us. And American Football's an awesome band, Waxahachie. It's pretty cool to see your name up on a poster alongside those bands. And the festival itself, it's an inaugural festival, and I think it's shaping up to be a pretty cool thing for Halifax. So, yeah, we're really happy to be a part of it.
In addition to the shows coming up, are you working on some new material as well? Will there be a full length at some point from the band?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on new songs, we're writing some new songs, even since, I mean, it's only been a few days since our EP's been out officially, and we've been playing new songs in our shows surrounding that. Full length is an idea that's been tossed around. We only have 10 songs that we've ever written in the year that we've been together. So there's not enough material at this point. And I'm not sure if that's something we're planning for the new year or not. I mean, we might just start putting out some more. I think we might have like another EP planned for the fall, and might just continue down that road for the foreseeable future. Just to the point where we feel comfortable putting out a full length. But I mean, at some point, I'd love to do that. For sure.
Well, Jeff, we love the music, and so keep bringing it to us and enjoy your time on the road as well.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Here are Buttes in an Earshot Extra spot this week, and more of the charts on the way as well. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Sky empties. Oh, gravity, I'm unconvinced. and trip out the exit. Oh, gravity, I'm undeterred this time. Like a car alarm sounding off in ether. I'm out of mind when someone gets close. My legs feel my body over and over again. Get a glimpse of my violent side. Watch me.
Too far away to be sure of these little words I'm sending out. Even though I want to, should I be cruel, safer than kindness, the way I found I don't fall out of line, but I can hold on to some time. I can hold on to some time for you. Call me when you got the time. Trying to forget and you revive. Every calling out to me when I am sleeping. No, no, can you find me when I need it? I don't wait in line, but I can hold on to some time. I can hold on to some time for you. Call me when you got the, like you need to. Call me when you got the time. If I can hold on to some time.
It's the Earshot 20.
Baja Blah back into the show after a few weeks below the top 20 and many, many weeks before that at our number one spot and throughout the list, and also recently finding a spot on the Polaris long list at number 14, up from 38. Her newest album is called Good Advice, and you heard Time. And then before that, I'm Free by Un Blonde, another album on the Polaris long list. Good will come to you at 15, down from number 9. And we had 4 albums in a row that are on the Polaris long list. No big surprise there that lots of those records are on the show, and you'll be finding out the short list in just 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, didn't you, aren't you on the panel?
I am, and I just submitted my...
Your short list?
My short list.
Ah.
The deadline was June 29th at midnight, or 11:59.
Were any of our top 20 on your list?
Yes.
Oh, don't give it away.
At least 2 of them, and 1 below the top 20.
Huh. All right.
And now I'm forgetting all of them were. Right offhand, I can remember. I did it a few days ago. It was really hard. It's always really hard to kind of pick what your favorite albums are. There's so much good Canadian music pretty much all the time. And it was easier when I was making my long list submissions, because you can basically pick any records that you want. And then when the short list votes, you can only pick 5 from
right.
the long list. So I had to kind of go back and listen to some of them, and yeah, there was at least like 15 of the 40 that could have probably made it in my 5.
Did Justin Bieber make your top 5?
No, but you know, I did give every album a fair chance, and I did make sure I listened to every single record, because that's definitely not a record I had heard before, and I can see why people could be in it. It's not like horrendous or anything. It's just not really
my
kind of thing. There's a couple of cool tracks in there. I'm not too afraid to admit that there's some fun pop tracks in there. I would even say the same thing about the Carly Rae Jepsen record. So neither record that I want to listen to, but yeah.
Well, there you go. Okay, and in before that, I should mention as well. So Jeff Lawton from Buttes was on with us and chatting. And the reason I bring it up is because they are opening for the Dirty Nil at a gig. They're playing the week of Savvy Fest. Buttes won't be at Savvy Fest, but the Dirty Nil will, and you could be too. We're launching our contest.
Yay!
Right now. A chance for episode. You to win. I know, it's huge. It's
we're
huge.
We're giving away 200 passes.
$200. No, we're not. We are giving away 2 full weekend passes, though, to Savvy Fest. Head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share the Facebook contest photo. That will enter you for a chance to win 2 full weekend passes to Sappy Fest, and it's a great lineup featuring a lot of great artists. We're going to be chatting with some of them throughout the month of July, and just to give you a little teaser, coming up next week, we'll be talking to Fake Palms and a couple other artists. So there you go. Chance for you to win. The contest starts now. Best of luck to everyone, and all the full rules and everything are at the Facebook page too.
And it's just about a month away at this point, so yeah. We'll have tons of coverage throughout the month, and it's going to be a really good time, so you should go and maybe book all your stuff, you know?
Yeah, go book your time off now. Call your boss. Tell them you're going to be sick that day.
Well, it's a long weekend. It's okay.
Yeah, it is
for good. Most people.
For most.
I mean, I suppose, yeah, not everyone's off on the weekend.
For most. All right, let's get back to the charts. We've got three more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. Brian, I'll let you know what's coming in at number 13.
Coming back into the show at that spot, all the way up from 26 from Transistor 66 Records, it is Chew On It by the Zorgs. Here is Money Penny.
Sorrows of life. took a chance on the hole in the fence. Crossing the tracks, you took me to an island. In the summer heat, so simple and sweet, we were one. By the time we woke up, we had nested. That bird was gone and that bell was ringing. And if we are here, then we're gonna get used to it. Like the waves and the sound of singing.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
Up one spot this week to number 11. That was Radiohead from A Moon-Shaped Pool. You heard a track called Dex Dark. Plants and Animals in the middle there at number 12, down from 7. Waltzed In from The Rumbling, We Were One. And Money Penny by The Zorgs at 13, up from 26 from the album Chew On It. And this episode is being launched on Canada Day, we should mention, on local 107.3 FM, our home station in St. John, New Brunswick. So even if you're listening to this after Canada Day, happy Canada Day to you. And, you know, always a great pleasure here to support and champion Canadian music. And that includes an artist that is playing at Canada Day celebrations here in St. John. That is Plants and Animals.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to them while I was down there. Talked to them, interviewed them. I had talked to Warren Spicer and then had a chance to meet them. So, good times. There we go. That is the first hour of our 200th show complete. Can you believe it? We are the Earshot 20. Well, not Brian and I, but collectively as a voice, we are the voices of the Earshot 20. Don't know where I was going with that, but let me bring it back here. Let me get the car back on the road.
Everyone is the Earshot 20.
Everyone is the Earshot 20. It is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out the website for lots of great stuff. We're online too. And myself, Brian Cleveland, myself, Anthony Edman, and Brian Cleveland do the countdown every week. And we air first out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, local 107.3 FM, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. I'm having a hard time talking today.
Man, you've only did it 400 times.
I'm giddy. Yeah, exactly. I'm giddy about the show. Anyway,
You're so emotional.
I am. It's tough. But you can find the show on that station as well as 25 others who air the program as well. Get us online at radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening, thanks for tuning in and stick around. In the next hour of the program, the top 10, an interview with our number one, Steven's back. Brian's got the lowdown. It's big. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.